In this week's Environmental Almanac, Rob Cantor and friends talk about the stars of this year's Insect Fear Film Festival.
In anticipation of the 28th annual Insect Fear Film Festival, which they will host Saturday on the U of I campus, this week's Environmental Almanac is written and narrated by four members of the Entomology Graduate Student Association: Michelle Duenas, Rob Mitchell, Laura Steele, and Catherine Noble.
Hi, this is Catherine. This year's festival, Killer Wasps, plays on our almost primal fears of these stinging insects. However, the majority of wasps can't sting people and actually don't care much about us at all. Most wasps are parasitoids, which means their larvae live inside other insects. Many others are herbivores and feed on plant material. Only a small subset of social wasps have evolved to be the stinging predators with which we're most familiar.
Rob Mitchell here. The first wasps were almost certainly herbivores that fed on leaves or inside the wood of trees. Though most are small and unremarkable, a local species called the horntail can reach lengths of up to an inch and a half. Horntails are so named from the stiff, powerful spine extending from their abdomen called an ovipositor, which they use to chisel into wood and lay eggs. Even if you have never seen a horntail, you may come across its horn embedded in a tree after the luckless insect was snatched by a bird while laying eggs.
Laura here. The majority of wasps are parasites or parasitoids. Parasites exploit a host without killing it, while parasitoids ultimately kill the organism that hosts their larval development. The unlucky insect host of a parasitoid often remains alive, either paralyzed or unable to remove the invading larva, while it is essentially eaten from the inside. While this may be a living nightmare for the host insect, it can be a miracle for farmers who often use parasitoids to help control insect pests of crops. The smallest known insect, the fairy fly, is actually a tiny parasitoid wasp that has a wingspan of about 3 millimeters or less. On the other extreme is the large cicada killer wasp, which can be 1.5 inches in length. Here in Illinois, you are likely to see one of these wasps dragging a paralyzed cicada into its underground burrow, where it will then lay an egg on the immobile insect.
Hi, Michelle here. At some point, most of us have been stung by some sort of wasp or bee. Stingers are modified ovipositors, which means that only female bees and wasps are capable of stinging. Like bees, some wasps possess a form of sociality, which is when individuals of the same species live together, share resources, and divide labor and reproduction among the individuals in the group. Unlike the honeybee, wasp colonies can have multiple egg-laying females, called gynes. The social wasps include the insects most people know as hornets, yellow jackets, and paper wasps. One of the more infamous stinging wasps is the velvet ant, or cow killer. Its sting is incredibly painful, but it can't actually kill cows.
The Insect Fear Film Festival will take place at the Fullinger Auditorium on the U of I campus, with festivities beginning at 6 p.m. and films beginning at 7. Further details are available on the website of the U of I Department of Entomology.
Rob Cantor is the senior writer with the Environmental Change Institute at the University of Illinois. To find out more about Environmental Almanac, to listen to it again, to see photos, or to get links to the event mentioned, follow the links on our website at will.illinois.edu, and you can read Environmental Almanac on Sundays in the News Gazette. Support for Environmental Almanac is provided by the University of Illinois Office of the Provost.